News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in this morning to Fond du Lac Today. It is middle of two very important awareness weeks here this week. First of all, it's Severe Weather Awareness Week going on through the 16th, and it is also a week we honor our public safety telecommunicators, or those public safety dispatchers. We're honoring them through the 17th of this week, so let's go right to the source. Person knows a lot about both topics, Bobby Hicken, Fond du Lac County Communications and Emergency Management Director, joining us on the program here this morning. Bobby, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with Severe Weather Awareness Week. Obviously, it's a cool and a gray week, but it's important time for folks to think about the weather that often can pop up just a few short weeks and months away. Even this time of the year, we have some severe storms that might pop up. But the week, as I mentioned, going on through the 16th with Severe Weather Awareness, what are some of the key messages that folks out there should be paying attention to and putting into practice here this week?
Really, the most important thing with this week is to bring exactly that, to bring awareness. We are getting into that season. While we can get storms and tornadoes any time of the year, they are definitely the most prevalent starting in May and going all the way through early October. So it is so important that people kind of get out of the winter weather awareness and preparedness and start thinking about what they're going to do in the event there is severe weather, because it does happen and it is quite often in Fond du Lac County. This is an opportunity to talk about not just tornadoes, but severe thunderstorms, floods, all of that. And the biggest thing that people need to do is have a plan. Know what they're going to do before these type of events happen. And that's where hopefully the dialogue starts this week and it gets people thinking. You know, where are you going to go for safety? How are you going to communicate with your loved ones if you're not together when something like this happens? That kind of stuff. So it really just tries to highlight the importance of being ready, because it's coming. We had storms last week, and in all honesty, I think this is my first Severe Weather Awareness Week that we haven't had the S-N-O-W word. So it's kind of interesting, but it's just that opportunity to really start planning ahead, because these things can come on. Not winter weather, usually we have warning about. We don't always have warning for these severe weather events, so it's so important to have that ahead of time.
We watch the news, and we've seen over the last several months that the tornado outbreaks down in Alabama and Mississippi, and of course in the springtime you see it in Tornado Alley and in Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas and Missouri, and even close by in Iowa too. You know, long track, big tornadoes, not all that common around here, but I just saw on the news the other night, we're looking back on 25 years since the Oakfield tornado, which was, if I'm not mistaken, an EF5. So it can happen here, and that's something we all need to be prepared for in the event that it does happen right in our own backyard, right?
It absolutely is, and yes, that was the last EF5 in the state, and one of the most, that is as intense of a tornado as can be, and it did happen right here. So it's just proof that it can happen, and when it does, we have to be ready.
And we just had that event a few years back too with the tornadoes that just spread across the county from all the way over by Wisconsin Dells through Fond du Lac and Dodge County and over towards Sheboygan County too. It can be one tornado like the Oakfield tornado, or it can be numerous smaller tornadoes that kind of spread across an area. It really can just happen at the blink of an eye. It could be a nice beautiful day and then a storm could pop up. We've all had that happen, maybe around the golf course or on the lake, whatever it may be. Something you got to be aware of, right?
Absolutely. 11 tornadoes that day in Fond du Lac County alone. So, yes, that, and they were all very small tornadoes, but they did significant damage.
When it comes to creating a safety plan, you talked about talking with your family, you know, where are you going to meet, where are you going to go if, in case there is a watch or warning. Is that the simplest place to start if there's someone out there listening who maybe doesn't know where to begin to create a safety plan? What would you say to really take that first step and make that safety plan?
Is definitely your personal safety. So in the event of a tornado, where are you going to go? Where are you going to be most safe? And in those events, it is going to be in the lowest level of your home or wherever you are, preferably a basement. If you can't be in a basement, you need to put as many walls between you and the tornado. So you want to be in a centrally located place in the lowest level. Have that in mind, especially at home, have that identified where you're going to go, but at work also think about what you would need to do if that happened, if you're outside and there's a tornado, warning, you need to seek shelter immediately. It is not safe anywhere outside for you to be. So it's about that awareness. So the first thing is personal safety. The other thing is just as important is how are you going to get that information? How are you going to be notified that there is a severe thunderstorm coming or a tornado coming? You need to make sure you have multiple ways of getting that information. That's going to be your NOAA weather radios. Those are really the absolute best way to be notified of significant weather when you're at home. I don't expect people to carry them around with them all over, but that's going to wake you up from a dead sleep. Trust me, it will. And make sure that you are aware of that. Phone apps. There are so many different weather apps that are out there. Have multiple phone apps so your phone's going to go off when that happens. If you're going to be out and about, pay attention to the weather. Look at what the forecast is going to be. And if they're predicting the possibility of storms, stay in touch with that. Check in with the weather. See how that's progressing. So you want to always have multiple ways of getting that notification. Then you start working on the communication and making sure that you have a way to communicate with each other in the event that you're separated from your family when this happens. Can you check in with a loved one or a family member who lives out of the area? If we would have another oak field or something like that, cell service would be very limited because everybody would be using it. What they have found is it is much more likely for someone to be able to successfully call somebody outside of that area because now it's only affecting one person, not the two. So, for example, for my family, we have my mother who lives out of the area. We would call, and I would call, tell my mom that I'm okay, this is where I am. And then my daughter would call my mom, and she would say, oh, I just talked to your mom, and this is where she is. So we're using a third party to communicate. So getting creative like that and just having those plans. Wherever your location is, make sure you have, if you have small kids, make sure you have toys and games and things to keep them occupied. Make sure you have some non-perishable food for you and your pet. Water, make sure you have plenty of water, that kind of thing. So the most important, they all kind of are all at once, and it does seem like it may be a daunting task, but really if you break it down and make sure you get the information, know what to do with that information, and know what to do after the fact, and you break it down that way, it's so doable.
We're talking with Bobby Hicken, Fond du Lac County Communications and Emergency Management Director here, talking severe weather awareness. We'll also talk about Public Safety Telecommunicators Week coming up in a moment. Before we get to that, Bobby, I do want to make sure folks know this interview is going to be played on Wednesday, and coming up Thursday, of course, traditionally as part of Severe Weather Awareness Week, there is the statewide tornado drill, but there's going to be kind of a change to this year's tornado drill. Can you explain what's going to be different about what happens on Thursday?
Absolutely. This year, the National Weather Service has determined that they were not going to be activating those NOAA weather radios and cell phone apps and those things that I talked about as to how to get information. There isn't going to be an emergency alert notification sent off in the radios and the TVs. So that trigger for those warnings and the mock warnings is not going to happen. However, it is still recognized that at 1:45 and 6:45, we ask that people pause and think, what would I do right now if there's a tornado warning? If you are able to, go to where you would go and practice that. It's an opportunity to do so. You're just not going to get those triggers. In Fond du Lac County, we will not be activating the alert warning sirens, the outdoor alert warning sirens, at 1:45 or 6:45 to go along with the National Weather Service. My biggest thing is I never want the outdoor warning sirens to be the only means for you to get information and to be made aware of a tornado warning. So if I go off of that and I activate the sirens and someone isn't aware of the drill, and they go to their phone apps, they go to television, they check their NOAA weather radio, there's not going to be anything that explains why those sirens are going off. And I do not want that kind of a confusion for anyone. And I don't want people to go, well, what the heck's the siren? Well, I don't know what's going on, so I'm going to ignore it. So I did not want any of that to happen. So we will not be activating the sirens. But we definitely ask that people do pause and really think about what you're going to do.
Bobby, I want to close our conversation here today. It is another very important week. We're honoring public safety telecommunicators or those public safety dispatchers. I know they're an essential part of getting those police, those fire, those EMS services to our local communities. Can you talk a little bit about the work that those dispatchers are doing and why they're so important to our day-to-day lives in our county?
Absolutely. I absolutely love this week because it does shine a light on these men and women who work so hard all year long and really do not, people just do not realize the impact that they make on public safety because they aren't seen. They're heard, but they're not seen. They are involved in every single call that happens in the county and are such professionals and have to deal with people in their absolute worst moments. You know, people aren't normally calling 911 because they're happy. So they have to really share that worst day ever with each individual, get them the help they need, stay on the phone with them, to be with them, or to provide instructions, and then hang up and do it all over again. It's a very daunting profession and something that is a profession, whereas a long time ago it wasn't seen as that. The technology that the dispatchers use, the skills that they have, both mechanically, making sure that they know all how to use all the technology, but also how to deal with people and how to allow themselves to share these worst days ever with these people and continue on. It's just, the work they do is just amazing, and I love this week that we can actually, you know, just kind of spoil them a little bit and really bring attention to the great stuff they do.
I know traditionally there's an open house to see the dispatch center, but much like last year, that's not happening here in 2021 either, correct?
That is correct, and I truly love having the open house. I love for people to be able to see inside the dispatch center because it is normally not something that the public has access to. So my hope is that in 22 we can definitely bring this back. I mean, years past we've shown the technology and the great things that we can do, and I think that people that have been able to come have really learned a lot. So yes, I definitely hope to have that again in 22.
Excellent, Bobby. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.